Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly in red today, and the wheat is quite heavy, having taken out the July low and all the sideways trade from August. We closed the month higher in August with an inside range month. Having taken the lows out of August and July now sets this market down to possibly move to around 529. And there is support in that area from 529 to 532, not much lower than where we are today on Chicago wheat. But the problem is the corn is making new contract lows, which it should. We're into September. And here again is another market that had gone sideways. And after looking at FC Stone's estimates of what they thought the yield would be this year, in this report, for corn and for beans, I think it has weighed on the market and, of course, taken the markets through the lows for new contract lows today. Now, the corn, if you have 14 billion bushels plus for production, that's going to weigh on wheat, and that's what's happening here today. The bean market has reached one of its objectives, 1016, which was an objective off of the 4th of July gap. And, of course, we have further counts underneath this. 1006 and 3/4 is another one, and we'll see what the market can do here. But the bottom line is we're heading towards fall, and the weather will be extremely critical as to whether corn puts a low in September and rallies, or if we continue to just demise through the rest of September and October. Time will tell, but the weather is what's going to rule. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.